Okay, yeah. I want to get to a place on these calls where we're turning a corner, and it's yes, less of me griping and more of us collaborating and starting to work on what we need to start working on. I really want to get past, well, I want to improve Craigslist and Marketplace. Okay, so and then move past that to go deeper into YouTube and then start working on our blogging. So what I'm basically doing is like KB Core out, no KB Core for nothing. It good for nothing. Okay, is basically my position. And instead of doing a KB Core Boomtown partnership or relationship in terms of lead generation, we're pivoting to Boomtown and WordPress. So the I'm testing the WordPress now, and it's the basic version. The most popular version is $100 a year. I'm using the business account, the business plan, and it's $300 a year. It has a little more SEO, advanced SEO features. So I'm testing that out, but we can still use the Boomtown blog to blog on any upcoming listings that you have. But essentially what this blog would become is like you've already got all these posts written to go along with your small business owner spotlights. So the blog is going to give these small business owner spotlights a perpetuity effect where it's just out there working forever until you take it down. They've got a minimum shelf life on social. So you're blogging about community events, small business owners, and your listings. And Google's going to love that because you're backlinking. People are clicking on a link to your website on a third party blog that's going, redirecting back to Boomtown. So that's going to be good. Plus, you're able to deploy this content so that it's working for you long before, it falls off, the social media news feeds and the like. So, but I wanted to start here by saying, because I want to make sure that the agents in this program have a proper mindset around what we're doing here. Okay. So essentially, and let this sink in, Matt, like I am teaching you that you are no longer in the real estate business. You're in the people business. Okay. So a big, like I'm trying to get, a big initiative of mine is to try to get real estate agents to get out of the salesperson mindset and into the business owner mindset. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to change my view here. Can you see me on your end? What did I do here, Matt? What's going on? Oh my God.
Now you're going immersive. Now I don't even know.
What's just happened?
We're like in some like Hall of Fame here. I kind of like it.
I'm gonna leave it here. I'm gonna leave it here because this is
This is
awesome.
cool.
Okay. So this is a big, like a mentor of mine planted this seed in my mind. Dixon, you're no longer in the real estate business, you're in the people business. So let's break down what that means. So that for y'all, that means multiple things. Like you are in the talent seeking business, the talented people seeking business. So you're wanting to grow a real estate team. But more importantly than that, I want real estate agents, specifically real estate agents within our brokerage, to start looking at people over property as the most important asset they have on the shelves of their business. Okay, so you're a business owner. Your website, the front end of your website, the homepage of your website's your storefront. Okay. And people are window shopping on that storefront and it's inviting them inside. It's motivating them to come inside. Hopefully they'll fill out a registration form. As soon as they do that, they go onto our shelves. And what we are doing here is we're nurturing, we're incubating these people that are on our shelves, because there is, if we do this right, there is no expiration date on our inventory, which is people. That's our primary inventory. So we're in the people business, but we just happen to sell real estate for these people. Okay. Right. But we're in the people, we're in the business of serving people well outside of their real estate needs. So my point here is that we need to understand the importance of the front end of the website. What is it there for? What does it do? It's like window shopping. We want to get people's attention and go, hey, we got a bunch of cool products in here. You need to come in here and see them. All right. But our business is driven by our customers, our consumers, our clients. So that's the business that we're in. That's a much broader view. You've heard me say, I want you to stop looking at real estate in a narrow view, and I want you to broaden it up. Well, what the heck does that mean? It means that I want you to start seeing the value of each and every person in your database.
Yeah.
The value, if you're doing this right, is a lifetime value. It is a lifetime value. So here's the narrow real estate agent looks at it this way. Okay. They're like, all right, this person registered on my website. They're probably bogus. They're probably put in information that's not accurate. And if they don't want to buy or sell, they're not serious about buying or selling, or they don't have the financial means to buy or sell, then they have no value to me. Okay. So these agents, you know, when I'm seeing their notes on their calls, the emails, it's all transactional. Hey, what can I do to help you? What questions do you have about the website? You know, what questions do you have about properties that you're viewing? And I would rather see you guys, of course, we want to establish it as a business call. Let them know you're a real estate agent. You're here to serve them as needed in that regard. But you're also there to make a relationship, to build a relationship, to foster a friendship, and hopefully a lifetime relationship, so that this relationship has a lifetime value instead of a transactional value, which is very short term. Does that make sense? So, like, there's a huge issue with this, right? Most agents look at a database full of leads as a database full of adversaries, not people that they could. I mean, there's the potential for you, Matt, to make a lifelong friend. Somebody that your kids grow up together, y'all do life together, y'all vacation together. You don't know who these people are and what kind of value you can offer each other. So one of the first things I want to do is to stifle this negative, you know, view of leads. And let's start looking at them, that people that may or may not need our help, people that may or may not be having a bad day, people that may not have any desire of talking about real estate that day. They just need somebody to listen to them. So, you know, from you, like, you are a very faith-based person. So, you know, sometimes you just want, you know, you want to let these people know, like, hey, you just want to talk. Like, if you're clearly having a bad day, you know, and I'm a person of faith, and I believe, you know, we're meant to, you know, to lock arms and go through this life together. So if you just need somebody to listen to you, I'm here. It may be a grandma who wants to gush over her grandkids. You know, this time of year, and I've said this before, talking points can be, we can affiliate our talking points with what's happening around the time of year. So leads you're talking to today, you can be like, well, how are you adjusting to daylight savings time? You know, I'm tired. You tired? Like, I'm having, you know, trouble. I always have trouble adjusting to the time change. But of course, what do we got going on for Thanksgiving? And what do we got going on for Christmas? And it's like, you could start looking at these as appointments. And I could say, hey, Matt, did you set any appointments today? And you may be thinking, well, I didn't work directly with a buyer or seller today. I didn't have a listing appointment. I didn't have a buyer consultation. I wasn't showing any property, but I did schedule an appointment to call Miss Mary, who's taking her grandkids to Pigeon Forge for Thanksgiving. They're renting a cabin in the mountains. So I did make an appointment to call her when she gets back to see how her trip was.
Yeah.
So that's an appointment. But I was at, so I'm going to NAR tomorrow. I was at NAR 2 years ago in San Francisco, or 3 years ago, because New Orleans got canceled. And so I saw Jared James, you know, he's one of the top real estate coaches in the industry. And he started talking about that. He's like, stop trying to set an appointment to list or help them buy. So stop trying to schedule showing appointments or listing appointments and start scheduling appointments to talk to them more in depth about what's going on in their lives.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a huge shift in the success that you have with these people. And also, one of the things that we're trying to do is set ourselves apart to be different. And agents really struggle with this because they overcomplicate it. The main way that we can be different, Matt, is by caring about people and looking for opportunities to serve them without being asked. Looking for asking really intentional questions to learn more about them, to go deeper into relationship with them. So that piece of the puzzle is a big mindset shift. Like, you just start looking at your database as, I don't know, like a family reunion or something. Like, this is where my people are. This is where I go to engage with my people. And we just don't have to look any further. All right. So we need to become research-based agents, data-driven agents. We need to put some trust and some faith in the research that the National Association of Realtors is doing for us. And if they tell us that a CRM is the most important tool any real estate agent has, or can develop, or can master, we don't need to try to reinvent the wheel. We just need to go, okay, that's what I need to do. And here's the sad thing is that most agents, they don't have a CRM. Their CRM is a notebook or flashcards, or if they're lucky, it's a Excel spreadsheet, okay? So understanding that if you haven't built, nurtured, cultivated, just loved on a database since the inception of your real estate career, then you haven't been doing it right. You just simply have been approaching this the wrong way. That's the bad news. The good news is you're making steps to correct that, and you're on the path to doing it the right way, which means you're going to be able to teach your agents on your team how to do it the right way. And they're going to find success faster, and they're going to build businesses that are indisruptible by market conditions that are outside of our control. Bam. Yeah. Whoo. Holy crap. I think I need to give myself some sort of award or something. That was good. Was it not, Matt? Are you feeling inspired?
I am. I'm feeling it.
Okay. So people business, I mean, you're in the people business. The way that you reach people, the masses, is through marketing. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so the other thing we're talking about, in addition to taking your viewpoint of the real estate industry from narrow to broad, the second thing I want to really instill in you guys is intentional congruence. Okay. Intentional congruence, and seeing like how everything feeds everything in real estate. So when you're at the coffee shop, and somebody in Morris and somebody recognizes you, that is a relationship building opportunity. It is potentially a prospecting opportunity. You never know. After you get done, like going, hey, how's the kids? How's the wife and them? They might go, man, everybody's great. How's your real estate business doing? And you might go, man, I got this dang listing falling apart due to financing over here in Fultondale. You know anybody looking in Fultondale? It's a great house. We need to get this thing under contract ASAP. And they might go, well, I don't know, but let me think about it. As a matter of fact, somebody at church on Sunday was talking about looking for a house for their parents or their first time, first home for one of their kids. So you just never know. But marketing is how we bring more people into the sales funnel. The whole purpose of the sales funnel is to convert leads into contacts and contacts into relationships. And the monetary value is going to come from the relationship, okay? Not necessarily the prospecting, but that's the means by which we establish that relationship. So looking at these tools and what we're doing for what it is, it's a very intentional, purposeful approach. So this is going to require that you guys, the more obsessed you get with Boomtown and mastering Boomtown and learning how to use all the bells and whistles, all the conversion tools is going to be really, really important. There is a Boomtown agent community private Facebook page that you can seek out and join and just network in there and collaborate. I mean, it is a, there's a lot of ideas and a lot of information being shared in that community. So I would encourage everybody to join that, as well as signing up for ongoing trainings that Boomtown is conducting live. And many folks that are in this program still have not completed the on-demand trainings to learn about that. But you need to get every lead out of new and into a category as soon as possible. So when a lead registers in new, you call them and leave a voicemail. That lead needs to be moved to pending. After you make a call attempt and set up the e-alert, they need to be moved to qualify. Once you talk to them, and then, so you get up, as soon as they answer the phone, it's like, it goes like this. Hey, Miss Mary, this is Jason Will with JPAR Real Estate. I hope you're doing well today. And thank you so much for taking my call. Hey, I'm not going to keep you long, but the reason for my call this morning was to see if you're still in the market to buy a home or if you've already purchased a property. And then you shut up. You don't say anything until they say something. As I don't care if it takes 30 seconds. And then they're going to say, most likely they're going to say, well, I'm just looking. And then you're like, okay, I'm ready for that. I've been practicing my objection handling. And so I know from that what I need to do is validate that objection and go, oh my gosh, absolutely. I'm obsessed with our website. I'm always looking because I want to own a home on Smith Lake. So I'm always like, you know, stalking Smith Lake real estate. Or you may go, man, I want to own a condo really bad. And so I'm always looking for condo deals. What are you looking for, Miss Mary? So you just have a canned response, like what you've been searching for on our website and how you like it. You like it? I mean, you got any questions about it? You're just asking questions. And then when you get past that, it's like, well, hey, where are you from? The IP address says you're like in Maryland somewhere. Is that right? Are you in Maryland right now? And then she goes, well, yeah, we live right outside of DC or whatever. And you go, wow, well, how did the Birmingham get on your radar? You guys got family here? And it just starts going from there. Most agents, though, when they get that I'm just looking objection, they go, oh my gosh, well, you just keep looking and enjoying yourself and having a good time. And when you get ready or you got a question, you just give me a call. And what do we know about that? You might as well just take $3,000 to $5,000 and flush it down the dadgum drain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's just stop and recap just for a second, okay? Mm-hmm. I want agents to understand that their homepage of their website's their storefront.
Yeah.
Okay. Blogging, marketplace, Craigslist, YouTube videos. Those are all designed to draw people to that storefront, and hopefully they're going to walk in and they're going to fill out a registration form, and that's when the relationship building process begins. The next phase of this, and then understanding that, you know, we're in the people business over the real estate business. We're in the people business. We are in the business of relationship building. That's our business. We're relationship builders who just happen to sell real estate for people that we build relationships with. Okay. Yep. That's it. We got that. Okay. So the next phase is understanding the technology, becoming a research-based, technology-driven agent, you need to continue your education, your understanding, and your mastery of the Boomtown site. Sign up for their webinars. Sign up for their, join their Facebook group for agents, and start collaborating with agents inside that community. Okay. The next thing is consistency. Okay. So I posted in our ecosystem yesterday a post about the tale of two agents. Okay. Anybody see that?
Yeah.
So what I did was, is I took a screenshot of one of our mentorship team members. And then I took a screenshot of one of you guys. All right. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter which one, cause all y'all about the same, make one or two calls and that's about it. But you see that now there was a comment made, a little bit of a smart aleck comment. I took it that way, from Devin, who was like, I'd like to talk to this lead who's been texted 100 times and emailed 50,000 times. And so his mindset, think about what I'm telling you, Muncher, is that his mindset, he's thinking like a consumer. You want to be successful in this business, you need to think like a business owner, not like a consumer. So he was thinking that this agent was bothering these people. That was my interpretation of his comments. This agent was just like, when the contact or the lead or whatever you want to call them, the prospect, when they saw this agent's name and number pop on their phone, they're like, oh my God, not again. He's already called 100 times. Why does he need to call 101 times? I interpreted it different.
Right.
I looked at it like, wow, there's probably a great relationship there. And they're just communicating. And all the agent's doing is logging that communication in Boomtown, because tracking and measuring is so important. Agents that track and measure make on average over 100, and I think you'll find some data that shows it to be over $150,000 more than agents that don't. So I had one of your case study, fellow case study members, reach out to me after I made that post and was like, who are you talking about? Who's, you know, kind of digging for like, who's the screenshot with all the zeros? You know, right. They were fishing for information. And so it sparked a discussion. Okay. And this agent said, well, I said, well, listen, don't worry. I think what may have motivated this agent to reach out to me is that he's in a competition he's entered into a competition with another agent that's in this program. And so he wanted to make sure that wasn't his competition, which I think is a great thing to do. Like, if you and Adam can gamify this and, you know, put some wagers on who can convert the most leads, it does help. It's a great idea to do that. But I said, hey, don't worry. That's not a member of the case study program. That's a member of our mentorship team program. And as you can see, they're way more consistent and way more disciplined. His retort was, well, they're probably way more disciplined, but the thing about me is I'm on the road. I'm driving around all the time and I'm making a lot of these calls from my phone and I'm not logging them in via the app. Or, you know, I'm obviously not in front of my laptop where I can enter in the data. So some of you may be able to guess what my response was from there was, you need to stop riding around and you need to start getting disciplined about where you are from 9 to noon. So one of the things I could have done when I opened up this call today was, you know, Bert, did you get on the call from 9 to 11 this morning? So did you roll? The reason you were late to this call is because you couldn't get off the phone because you were so busy following up one of your leads. And one of those leads was telling you a story about one of their grandkids. No, probably not the case. Bert probably did not time block for calls this morning. Okay. And that's what this agent needed to do. And this agent was not Bert. I'm just picking on him because he's up there in the screen and he looks like he's sleepy. So I want to keep him engaged. But I said, you know, until you get the consistency part of this. So running up, and we talked about this, you know, with this agent, I was like, we went through the track and measure data. It's like, you know, agents that track and measure make over $100,000 more than agents that don't. But my question to him was, what business owner, and Matt, you've been doing a ton of these business owner spotlights.
Yeah.
What business owner do you know that's not taking inventory? Like the coffee shop, if they just were like, hey, we'll check every now and then to make sure we're not running out of coffee and creamer and stuff.
Be in trouble.
Yeah. So they have to come in and consistently do things. There's a consistent process of how they open the store, close the store, track their inventory. So we don't know many business owners that have been in business a long time that don't run their business like a business, that don't, you know, take care of their inventory, you know, that don't track and measure, that don't study the data behind their business, that don't study their bottom line, that don't have a P&L, you know, on and on and on and on and on. This is the uphill battle we're just fighting in real estate, is that these agents are treating their business like a hobby. I mean, this guy's riding around. I'm sure he's doing real estate related work, but he needs to shift his mindset to go, I think I'm doing high priority work, but I'm actually probably doing more busy work. And this is another controversial statement that I make, is that your pending transaction, your negotiations on a hopefully pending transaction, you showing property to buyers, I don't think that's as important as a 1 to 2 hour time block of making phone calls, because it's important to stack the deck. So my final point to this agent was, up until the point where you get the fact that consistency is the magic bullet here, your business is going to continue to do this roller coaster. So 1 minute he's flush with cash, the next minute he ain't got nothing going on in his pipeline. And so what we're trying to do here is establish a very steady and healthy business that feeds agents year round. And I do want to sound an alarm here and say, you know, we are in, real estate agents are in, our, today is November 8th. So we're 8 days into 2023 for us. Our fiscal year starts November 1st. And there should be a strong sense of urgency to do like what you guys are doing. So what you guys, you and Adam are doing, Matt, is what I'm trying to get Bird and his wife to do, is figure out who does what, what call shift is, you know, they're going to establish a call shift. Maybe one person calls in the morning, the other person calls in the afternoon. Who does the paperwork? Who does the showing? You know, it's like, let's sit down and go, where are your strengths? Where are your weaknesses? And let's design a routine, a schedule, a process, and a system that fills in gaps and keeps us running an efficient business. Okay. So I've been talking to Bird about getting with Kathy on that for a while. I don't know if they've sat down and talked about it, but until this stuff happens, you're going to see lackluster results. And I like to call on y'all on this higher purpose. You know, we do need to tie our business to some sort of passion. What I'm tied to is the power that y'all can have by setting the example and showing this 99% of agents out there that are not heeding the data that says the CRM is their most important tool. Like, we can change a lot of lives here in the process. You know, just like Trees wants to change lives through health, we can change lives through finances, which is really, really important. All right, so let's pause here. Do you have any questions about what we've covered so far?
No questions.
Yeah. The final thing I wanted to talk about, of course, I want to get in. I've already kind of just skirted this topic just a little bit, but getting more in depth with YouTube, blogging, Craigslist, and Facebook Marketplace. And so what that means is a couple different things. Okay. So the first thing is like, when you guys are creating your own ads, it would be really good if you could master the link generator feature with Boomtown. The link generator feature, it's under tools. You can find link generator there. But what link generator does is it allows you to embed a tracking code into your Boomtown link. So let's say, you know, there's a popular D.R. Horton subdivision in Kimberley that you want to write a blog on and do some video work on and start to generate some leads from. So you can create a tracking. You can take your link and put a tracker, embed a tracker in it. So if you're creating a Craigslist ad, a Facebook ad, a blog or YouTube video, that the leads that come in will say, when it says lead source, it'll say, I can't remember what that D.R. Horton subdivision is called in Kimberley, but it'll say
Dawes Ferry.
Dawes Ferry, yeah. So it'll say Dawes Ferry, D.R. Horton, or it'll say Dawes, no, it'll say Dawes Ferry WordPress, or Dawes Ferry YouTube, or Dawes Ferry Craigslist, or I may have already said that, Dawes Ferry blog, whatever the, you know, the case may be. You'll be like, oh, that's a lead directly from the blog I wrote. The reason why this is important is, so again, it's a track and measure thing, but you can track it. Yeah, you can track and measure, like, what are your best lead sources?
Yeah.
Which ads are performing better on Craigslist? So let's say you're, so right now D.R. Horton's running, you know, they're starting to do some crazy incentives. You know, they've got a subdivision in Orange Beach that they're offering 8%. 8% commission. So, and on a $200,000+ house, I mean, that's a big payday. Yeah. But they're doing rate buy downs and all kinds of incentives and things. So there's a lot of good content, a lot of good reason to get out there and start helping these builders with marketing. And most, if not all of them, are super open to it. With the exception of maybe Newcastle Homes. I've heard they're not into it, but they could have changed, or they probably will change if things get bad enough. But I think that's important. But it maybe you posted one Craigslist ad that just says brand new homes in Dawes Ferry, and then you post another one that says builder offering or $4,000 in closing costs, builder paid closing costs. That ad may be bringing way more leads than just the new home banner that you put up there. So it just shows you, like, which ads are working the best, which copy is working the best, which platform is performing the best. So if Marketplace is outperforming everything, then you need to double down on Marketplace. So that's why that's important. A lot of these things, it gets intricate when we talk about you know, the WordPress blog and things like that. So it's going to require a lot of training. But one thing I would love to see is, let's start getting some small groups maybe started and meeting for coffee, meeting around the communities we serve as a group. But also, like, you know, Samantha, I really want to encourage her to shadow you on some of your community spotlight videos, because she's been wanting to do these. She's been talking about doing them for weeks, and I haven't seen one produced. And I think if she just got to shadow you as you did one, that would really be helpful to her. But a big part, this is my ending, this is the finale here, all right? This is the build up here, is I'm only one person. There's only so much I'm going to be able to do. The real kind of, you know, magic here is going to happen when you guys really start to collaborate on a high level and start calling each other, reaching out to each other about encouraging each other to create more content, liking each other's posts, sharing each other's posts, but, you know, holding each other's hands and showing each other, you know, how to do this. Cause I'm just going to be bouncing back and forth between the, you know, north all the way to Huntsville to the beach. I've got three agents I'm interviewing in Huntsville next week.
Awesome.
Yeah. And Bert's working on his Florida license. We need to get that done today, Bert. If you can just go ahead and wrap that up today, that'd be great. But we want to add those Florida IDX feeds to Boomtown so that we can really start ramping up our marketing. And you could start talking to all your sphere of influence folks and just go, hey, as soon as we get this done, this is what I would do, Matt, is just say, hey, I'm going to call 10 people a day, SOI, carve out some time to call those people and just go, hey, Guess what? We've just added this technology that allows us to set you up on a search for a condo or second home from Dauphin Island to Destin. You know, even if it's you're just curious and just want to get a monthly email or email quarterly that shows you what's going on in these areas, because we're going to start probably seeing some prices start trending down here sooner rather than later. I think that's a pretty cool value proposition.
Yeah.
So, no, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Anybody got any questions before we go?
I think I'm good. I'm excited. I got some good info. I love the link generator. So I can track where that stuff's coming from as we ramp up our content creation over the next few weeks. So I'm excited.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start creating these Loom videos. I know I've been talking about doing this for a while, but I promise I'm going to start getting on this, and I'm going to show you, I'm going to create a Loom video today on link generator, and I'm going to post in the ecosystem and I'll tag everybody, but it's really, really cool. So I've got links in every one of these blog articles I'm writing that shows me that if it's a Island Sunrise condo, and a lead clicks on that and registers, it'll say WordPress Island Sunrise. And I'll go, there we go. That was a good blog because it brought in a lead. And that provides validation for what we're doing. But I think it provides energy and kind of fuels the fire as well, just to know that things are working. You know, I haven't had time to go in and do all the link generator stuff. So one of the things that we're running low on is like Craigslist data. So like the more we can, you know, put these links in for Craigslist, the more it'll notify where those links are coming from. For some reason, you don't really necessarily have to do it with Facebook. If a lead registers from Facebook, Boomtown tells us this from Facebook, but it really doesn't do that for all the other platforms. So that's why the link generator is important. All right. That's all I got.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank y'all. See you later. Bye.
Bye.